Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Here's a question submitted about Matthew chapter 6, Jesus instructing his disciples how to pray. Near the end of his model prayer, he said in verse 12, quote, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." John, that sounds like God's forgiveness depends on our forgiveness. What's going on in that verse?
That's a very practical verse, isn't it? I don't think it's hard to understand. If you don't forgive somebody else, you won't be forgiven. Now, does that mean you're going to lose your salvation? Does that mean you're going to forfeit all the forgiveness that was given you when you put your faith in Christ and all your sins were forgiven? No. It's not talking about salvation. It's talking about sanctification. In other words, if you don't forgive other people, you then have sin in your life. It isn't sin by which you forfeit your salvation, but it is sin by which you forfeit your sanctification. So you cripple yourself. So you become under the discipline of God. He doesn't forgive you in the sense that there's a breach in the relationship you have with him. You put yourself out of the place of blessing, out of the place where God pours out goodness and benefit and affirmation and usefulness. There is a very serious sin that many of us don't think about, and it's the sin of unforgiveness. And it cuts a believer off from the ongoing forgiveness of the Lord that puts that believer in the place of blessing, and conversely leaves that believer who won't forgive someone else in a condition where God's chastening is going to come upon that believer until that believer learns that he or she must forgive another. You have a clean slate in forgiving others, and you know the Lord will also fully forgive you, and your sanctification will progress.
Thanks for listening today. For more in-depth teaching from John MacArthur, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.